The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Sip of Java as we get started with another hour of cool inventions and inventors. And the program features the coolest people of them all, including Akos Jankura, next to the word cool in the Canadian dictionary is a picture of Akos. Then we have the award-winning John Cremins, who's here on the program with us, the award-winning John Cremins. I have to sometimes give Richie a double Q on this,
yeah,
John.
I'm waiting in bated breath.
Oh, here it is. Hold on.
Yeah. I'm standing and saluting.
My arms are outstretched.
Really?
Like the matches.
Ah, yes.
And they're all on their knees. Bowing down to my greatness.
There it is.
All right, here's Akos. Here's Akos. And then actually, Doug, I have a new one for you.
Really? Thank you. I get no respect.
Wow.
Isn't that something, huh? That guy works for me, too. Isn't that?
He's funny.
No.
Oh,
speak for yourself. Man. You think that's funny, huh? You think that's funny? Okay.
Nice.
All right, so let's see.
We actually have to get together and meet one day, all of us in one room.
We will do that. Yeah, we'll get it. We'll all get together. The essence of what's going on today in terms of news and information. I thought you would be interested. Yesterday we were talking at great length about the sleeve. How did that lady do, June Gibson, the work sleeve?
She ended out at 50%.
Wow.
So it ended up being 50-50.
People reacted against her. It's the first one they really rebelled.
Well, she works at the post office.
Nobody likes the post office.
It's unfortunate for her, but nobody likes me. Yeah, exactly. Here's an email that came from somebody who was listening to us, and they said, they sent me to a website. This is a steel thread sleeve. I really like it when we touch people as we do here, and people react. I saw something like this, yada, yada, yada. And so this person, Janet, in Huntington, West Virginia, who listens to us there, said that she had seen, when she worked in an office a long time ago, these work sleeves, and she thought these would be good for people working on, for example, a farm. Or as the lady described them yesterday, and it was at galeton.com/steel-thread-sleeve. It was a 12-inch sleeve that goes on your forearm, and I thought it was pretty creative. And I guess it brought me around to wondering the old story about there's no new thought, there are no new ideas. Do you think that's really true? We have all of the things. I'm looking at what we're going to be listening to today. Renee Bentley will join us later on in the hour, talking about a clothes hanger storage idea that she has. But when you look at the ideas, you guys are around this all the time, certainly much more than I am. Do you feel like the same ideas basically are recycled over and over again, or are there really new ideas? Because we're encouraging entrepreneurs, we're encouraging people to come up with new ideas for new devices, but I wonder really if there is any such thing anymore.
It's funny because our process, what we follow here, is when we get an invention, we go dig a little deep into the intellectual property to make sure it's been protected.
Yeah.
And it's one of those things where I react exactly what you just said. I've seen this. Oh, my gosh, right. I've seen this. And then when I research it and realize it's not been out there, I think, oh, this is like one of those, you know, a song you say you've heard. That's when I know it's going to be a good invention. That's why I know it's going to be a success, because it gives you that feeling like you've seen it before, but it really is new.
Well, we had an inventor on, Doug, that you haven't had a chance to meet yet, but it was a girl that actually came up with a cover for your chair in your office.
Right.
Okay, so think about this now. I mean, you've seen sofa chair covers. You've seen the other, you know, your living room couch covers and everything. So we automatically thought, well, you know, there's a patent that's already been done. Mm-hmm. Guess what? This girl actually got the patent for a cover for your office chair to make it look new again. It's called the Chert, right?
shirt.
Chair shirt. Yep. It's been called shirt. And it was unbelievable. She actually won our Genesis contest that we had here on Michael and Megan's radio. But when it first came in, Akos and I looked at each other going, come on, seriously, somebody else has patented that.
Nobody had.
Yeah. They hadn't. So it doesn't surprise me that every once in a while something comes in and we think, we've seen several of those. There's got to be somebody with a patent on it. And they don't.
Yeah.
Until all of a sudden somebody does, and then you have to go, wow, they actually came up with a good idea.
Yeah. I wonder if, in talking about business and creativity in our country, we're still far and away more creative here, or we have more people coming up with ideas. It may be just what's in the water, or maybe the attitude, the atmosphere. People come here from all over the world because they want to, some of them legally, some of them illegally, to follow a dream. I thought it was interesting to see today that eBay is going to spin off PayPal. Wow. Now, we're talking about money here. We're talking about serious money. Wasn't the guy who developed PayPal again, the guy who did, is it Mosca, did the
Musk,
Tesla?
Yeah, Musk. Well, he also did, he got SpaceX.
Yeah, right.
He has the SpaceX Space Corporation.
Yeah. What a simple idea that turned into a gigantic return for him. And apparently it's got to be very profitable, because if they think they can spin it off to create more wealth by having its own stock recognition, and that's really what they're going to do. This is a 12-year-old company or 12-year-old deal. PayPal has been at eBay for 12 years, but they want to, because some of the hedge funds want to kick off PayPal because they say there's so much value there that it weighs on eBay and doesn't really get to the investor that which he or she should get in terms of return. So they're going to spin it off. And you got to wonder what that is. There have been a lot of IPOs lately. Most of the tech world we pay attention to, because we can't imagine that there's this much money in some of these ideas. When you get right down to it, look at the money generated by, just in PayPal's case, just a little thing that makes you pay, makes it easier for you to pay for stuff.
Think about if you had just a percentage, even just a couple shekels, a little even a tenth of a hundredth of a percent of every action or anything that was ever bought using PayPal. Yeah. I mean, that's how they make their money, right?
Yeah,
and that's
right.
Pretty much how the credit card make their money. They get money on every
two or three points on every deal. Yeah. And it's all about convenience, I think. And with PayPal, it's about security. I don't really understand how to use it, but I know that it's secure. When you use it, you're going to not get lost in, even if you pay with the MasterCard. I refuse to use the computer to pay for things because I don't think it's secure at all. I don't feel like you should put your bank accounts, credit card account, any of that stuff up online. I just don't. But yet PayPal seems to have found a way to isolate themselves so that it is safe. If I was going to do it with anybody, I think I'd feel okay doing it with PayPal. And isn't that what they're selling?
Security?
That's what they're selling.
Security, yep.
Yeah.
Internet security.
Yep. Yeah. And every day the headlines work for them, because every day there's another hacker working wherever the hackers are. They're hacking into bank accounts, hacking into all of these ways that turn out to be pretty complicated and difficult for people. I've been hacked twice, and each time it really has caused a lot of trouble for me. And
I got hacked last week.
Did you?
Yeah, credit cards. Both my credit cards suddenly didn't work. My wife called me and said, "Honey," and my first reaction was, "How much did you spend?"
Yeah,
who just paid that off? And of course, that's the appropriate thing. And of course, I'm only a man, and I'm as dumb as a rock.
Yeah, right.
So I called the credit card company. Says,
"Can Richie get a hold of Akos's wife and see if she wants to go on the air?"
I thought she was going to call him up and say, "Honey, I'm leaving you. I've maxed out the credit card."
Apparently it was the whole Home Depot thing. They said, both you use your credit card at Home Depot. It's been compromised. We have evidence. Sorry.
Yeah.
And then it's 45-minute wait on the phone. Mm-hmm. And I think to myself, I go, if I had this problem and I'm a credit card company, wouldn't I staff up? Isn't it like an unemployment problem? Wouldn't I just say as many people as I could so the inconvenienced compromised customer doesn't have to wait 45 minutes on hold?
Yeah. It's not your fault other than you decided to trust your business with them. That's your fault. Other than that, It's hard.
Apple has created a way that all of this will go away shortly with with the new token system.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, with the near field communications device in your phone.
Big Brother is going to be now a bank?
The way they've invented it, all of your information will not be kept in between. It will not fly wirelessly between your phone and the cash register and between the store and the home office at Home Depot. It'll go straight to the bank. So it's just this big, long, encrypted code until the central office at Home Depot and the bank actually exchange money. That's the only time that any of your information is actually visible.
Really?
Yeah, that's actually that'd be kind of cool. I would go with that.
It's going to pass the chip and pin, and everybody will be using it in 5 years.
All right, so let's do one survey that is of value in terms of understanding what the world of business, or what more importantly, your job happiness quotient is. Employees more likely to be happy at work if they have confidence in five key personal effectiveness skills. This is from mindtools.com. 86.9% of happy employees were confident in their team working skills, 85.2% in their communication skills, 78% expressed confidence in both their leadership and team management skills. Again, if you're happy at work, then that means that you think you're effective. 66.3% of the people, percent of the people that were surveyed for this are happy in their jobs because they're confident in the stress management skill that they have. You know how to handle stress. Every job has stress related to it. Even if it's the easiest job in the world, that's stressful because you don't know how to deal then with life's problems if you have it easy at work. Or easy at home. 42.4% of people who were not happy reported that they were not happy because they thought there was too much stress. They didn't know how to manage it. So think about that in your own jobs and your own employment circumstances. Stress, once again, I think we were talking about this yesterday. It's yet another indicator that stress is something that you got to get a handle on. But as Aiko said, I think very well yesterday, you can have stress, but then you learn how to relieve it. Stress is a natural part of the fight and flight psychosis that we have, that we were born with. It's part of our DNA. You're going to live in stressful circumstances, but the people who are successful, who live the longest, just learn how to deal with it. That's the difference. You don't get rid of stress in your life. As a matter of fact, it's probably not a good thing to get rid of it because you become too complacent, and when the tigers came along to eat you, you just look over there and say, okay, help yourself. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I got good things in my tummy.
Right. Well put.
Thank you. That was very nice of you. Eagles to acknowledge that. Coming up, Renee Bentley with a clothes hanger storage facility. That's up next here on My Cool Inventions.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Before we meet our inventor of the day, Renee Bentley, I'm Doug Steffen with Acos Jankura and John Cremens, with a focus on this guy, Jack Ma. You know who he is? Jack.
He just had one of the biggest IPO spinouts ever.
Isn't it amazing?
Rich man.
With Alibaba.
Alibaba. I don't even know what the heck they do. All I know is Alibaba went public.
I do.
This guy is a very quirky character, apparently. He's going to be interviewed by 60 Minutes this week. He likes to marry his employees. He's got some sort of religious background. He does card tricks for people. I'm trying to figure out how the guy's mind works.
He's a teacher like you.
Well, so under the circumstances, he's teaching us how to create a business that's worth tens, hundreds of billions of dollars potentially, right?
Oh my gosh, the company's fantastic. The concept of this sort of interface between the world and Chinese products and sourcing,
yeah,
that was genius. I've been using that site for years.
How? Yeah. How do you use it?
For example, let's say, like, I've got an example right now. We have a product called Restring It that came, I think he was on the radio show here,
yep.
Chad from California. It restrings hoodies and bathing suits and stuff. And I needed drawstrings, the replacement drawstrings. I went to Alibaba, typed in drawstrings. All the drawstring manufacturers in China came up, and I've sent out 5 emails. I got 3 responses this morning on people trying to supply me drawstrings.
So what is it? Is just a coupler? Is that all it is?
Yes,
is it
an interface.
Putting one company, that's all it is?
It's an interface.
That's all it is.
How can it be worth this much?
Very good one.
Yeah, but how can it be worth all this dough?
When I was in Vegas when that announcement came out, I sat in the watching TV in the chair going, how on earth is this worth this much money?
That's what I'm saying,
It's a website, for heaven's sakes.
Right.
Has the world gone mad?
Yes.
yes, that's good.
Yeah, well, when it comes to this sort of thing. But then bring it around to your own circumstance. All those of you who listen to this program as devotees, because you want to see what the daily invention is. Is it really good? Is it really cool? Is it all it's aimed to be? And so you see some of these things that are, in my mind, just as simple as what Alibaba has done.
That's incredible.
Is everybody that comes up with an idea likely to be this successful? Maybe not. But how do you know unless you try? That's the message, I think, that we put forth here. Never mind that it's good for business, but these ideas that come from who knows where, it was testament to what we were saying a few minutes ago. You think there are no new ideas? I mean, this guy, is he the only one in China that thought this would be something that could be done to couple Chinese businesses with the needs of people outside of China that are manufacturing or putting things together?
I'll tell you what we do with Alibaba is we look for product source right away, and I still keep an agent on the ground because when it comes to quality and execution and make sure we don't get fined on QA inspections, I have a very trusted person.
What does that mean?
Factories.
What does that
quality
mean?
Quality insurance. For example, HSN or Walmart, if you deliver something, it's not exactly to the QA standard, the quality assurance standard. Mm-hmm. They fine you. They seize shipments. It's gone stoppage. It could cost you a lot of money.
The federal government does.
No. The vendor, the federal government too. If you cross some certain lines, if you start mm-hmm. crossing those kind of lines, but like packaging and for example, I have to submit a QA sample to all my customers, and then a long arduous process of getting QA approval, and then it's my responsibility to deliver the product exactly to that QA spec. Mm-hmm. And if I don't do it, oh my gosh, the world comes to an end. So I've learned from China to send somebody in there to make sure that the factory is trustworthy and everything else to make sure they execute the order as planned. However, with Alibaba, the mystery of going over to China and finding a supplier is taken away. They've made it really easy for entrepreneurs and inventors in America to bridge themselves to source.
All right.
Products.
Before we get our attention focused just on Renee, the story about these bras and girdles, that sort of thing, infused with caffeine, sold as weight loss aids. You heard the story. Didn't we talk about this here? You were talking about regulators, and this is what brought me back around. I knew I saw something. I just went to it yesterday. The Federal Trade Commission says that the people that own these bras, girdles, leggings that are infused with caffeine and are being sold as weight loss aids have to pull them off the market because the advertising is deceptive. Really?
Right.
So I mean, I have to send my underwear back, too?
Yes, apparently.
Yeah, send your underwear back. 28 past the hour, My Cool Inventions.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you can make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? Yes! According to the U.S. Census Bureau, you can make almost twice as much. Going back to college is now easier than ever. There are select online colleges that provide laptops to their students. In fact, there are thousands of college programs on your laptop. You can go to college anywhere and everywhere right from a laptop. Call My College Laptop and you can find hundreds of programs from accredited colleges and universities nationwide. Start a new career in law enforcement, business, information technology, healthcare, and hundreds of others. Call My College Laptop to find an online college that will provide you with a laptop. In no time at all, you could double your earning potential. Double your earning potential. Call now, 1-800-285-6834. That's 800-285-6834. 800-285-6834.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarship. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GC.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-538-5252, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactiv Plus now, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactiv Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-538-5252. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-538-5252. That's 800-538-5252.
Now 33 minutes after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen of ACOS Ancora, John Creamans, and Renee Bentley. Renee has come up with an interesting idea. Let's see if she can be as successful as Alibaba. What do you think? I mean, the name Alibaba. All I think about when I think of Alibaba is the 40 thieves. Who'd want to invest with some guy who's associated with Alibaba and the 40 thieves? Right? Maybe it's all in a name, but doesn't seem to be swaying people one way or another. All right, so what do we have with Renee, ACOS?
So Renee has come up with an interesting solution to a very common problem. When I look into my my closet every morning, I have a place where I keep all of my hangers. Like I take a shirt off, I keep everything hung up, all my dress shirts, my pants, and everything's hung up in my closet. So as I remove it, I have this extra hanger that I keep in a certain spot. And they get tangled, there's a real nightmare. I can't even take it from the closet downstairs without dropping a bunch. It's just a mess, even putting it in the garbage can. So Renee has come up with a solution called the clothes hanger storage. Strange name, but I guess it describes it. It stores your clothing hangers. It's a system so that they're not being tangled up. And when you're not using them, it's actually a common problem in every house. Renee, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
So out there in Idaho, you've come up with a solution for a problem that every American in every closet in this great country of ours has. So how did you come up with that idea?
Well, I was one day I was sitting there, and I just was so fed up with trying to handle hangers, and I thought, you know, I really need to do something about this. So I started working on prototypes and finally got it into the patented stage, and it's ready to go out on the market.
So Doug, here is the example that we just talked about, right?
Yep.
You think that someone would have invented a system to store hangers that are not being used? You know, if you'd come to me and I would have said, people have got to figure it out, some kind of storage box for hangers. Yes, there must be a patent on that. So when Renee applied for our show, I went and looked up her patent numbers, and I'll be doggone, there it is. She has the patent for storing storage hangers. Isn't that crazy?
It is. But again, simple ideas carried to the fullest extent.
you can oftentimes do extraordinarily well with them. And I'm interested to hear how you move your clothes around. It sounds like you have to get dressed down in the basement when you're ready to.
So Renee, you've got a, so basically it's a sort of a device or a storage box that you neatly put the hangers in so they don't tangle up, right?
That's correct, and it's all enclosed, so it's got a really nice look to it.
And have you had a good response? I mean, when people, you show people, they say, oh my gosh, they hit their head on the forehead like a V8 commercial and say, my gosh, what a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Yes, I've actually had people call me and ask me where they could buy it, but it isn't out on the market yet.
Huh, that's awesome. So you've got it designed. I'm looking at your drawings here. You've got it designed and ready to go. So now what are you looking for? Investors? What are you looking for? A manufacturer? A mold maker? Or what is your goal?
I'm looking for licensing and marketing on this product.
So you're looking for someone to license it from you, like for maybe a dry cleaner, you know? I mean, I try to get all these hangers, I try to recycle them, take them back to the dry cleaner. John, who would license this, you think?
I'm thinking some of the big, like, hanger manufacturers. I'm thinking one in particular.
You're thinking of the one at HSN?
Yeah, and I'm also thinking of someone that actually sells storage solutions.
This is a perfect something to be offered at public storage, to be offered in the storage. Yeah. Where don't you think that this is a good place for this?
Well, there's a guy that came up with this this hanger device that actually, you know, is a floor to ceiling laundry pole that, you know, it might go perfect with that. I don't know who that guy is.
So, but I
think he has something to do with solutions.
So, Renee, we're talking in code here.
Yeah.
We're talking in code at HSN, the most hangers, the biggest, you know, the most successful product on HSN in the history of HSN. What do you, Doug? That's a good question for you. What do you think the most successful sold product at HSN in the history of HSN still continues to be the number one dominant SKU, number one dominant item sold in HSN? What do you think it is?
It's got to either be sleeves for cards or hangers.
It's hangers.
Yeah.
It is absolutely clothing hangers. Joy Mangano's huggable hangers.
Yeah.
I bet she'd be very interested in storing those huggable hangers in a box such as this.
Something.
All right. We're going to hook you up, Renee, with give you a lead where you might be able to license that too. So here's what we do on this program. We give you the chance to pitch your product for 60 seconds, not 61. That's 60 seconds. The music comes crashing down. It'll end your sentence. You get 60 seconds to pitch it. And the most important thing that happens on this radio program is the listener votes. You, the listener, get your chance to cast your vote thumbs up or thumbs down. How do you do that? You go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, and it'll give you a thumbs up or thumbs down. Or if you're out and about, text the word thumbs up or thumbs down, all one word, don't leave a space. Text that to 22333. That's 22333. You can tweet the vote to at poll. Tweet thumbs up or thumbs down to at poll. And if you're old-fashioned like Doug and I, you can pick up the phone and call us 1-888-877-0490. 1-888-877-0490. So we got the listeners all ready to vote. We have Renee ready to pitch, right, Renee?
I'm ready.
All right, we're going to play a little music, and when you hear the words, let's hear it, you come out pitching, you come out slugging, you give us your best pitch. Let's do it.
Do you have any ideas?
I have a great idea.
Pitch it to me.
Hey, I got an idea. Well, let's hear it.
Go.
America, are you tired of clothes hanger clutter? Then I have the answer for you. The clothes hanger storage device is a patented design that is pleasant to the eye. This product was invented out of necessity. Untangling hangers has been an age-old problem since the beginning of hanger time in 1903. It can be attached to a wall, in the closet, under the cabinet, or in a laundry room, or hung over a door. It will hold any size of hanger from the big and bulky to the children's hangers, and the tapered pillars hold the hanger snugly inside the container for little or no movement to avoid tangling. There won't be any more trying to gather hangers on wash day. All you have to do is go to the clothes hanger storage device, detach it, snap the lid closed, and you're on your way. I'm looking for licensing and marketing. You can contact me at rbentley1953@gmail.com. Please vote thumbs up for the clothes.
make or break an inventor. Be our shark and vote. Be bold and submit your product. What the heck? You could only make millions.
Oh, she almost made it there. She had one, two more words to say.
Wait, she started earlier.
Yeah, she had
basically, wait when he asked the question. That's it.
Yeah, so what was the last sentence there, Renee? What was the very last thing you were going to say?
Just says, please vote thumbs up for the clothes hanger storage device.
Well, that's the most important sentence. That's the call to action. That's the closing question. That's the get out there and vote. So if you just listen to this and you say, hey, that's a great idea, thumbs up. Go to mycoolinventions.com, hit the vote button, vote thumbs up. Or if you're out and about, text the word thumbs up or thumbs down to 2233.
John, if you're out and about, if you're out and about, June.
You're making fun of me,
Hey, that's right.
My charming coffee here.
I actually think it's charming. I really do. I've always thought that. I have a friend that I work with named John Pericall, who's a Canadian, who's a good consultant in the radio and business world, and he's like you. I find it. We are so fascinated with accents, foreign accents, whether it's English or French or German, whatever it is. So I just throw that in. It's just kind of a fun thing. I think Renee's got something. I really do. Now you guys tell me about your connection with this person that does the hanging whatever's. There's something here to this.
It's like if I had not experienced Joy Mangano on HSN selling, I want to say billions, but it's hundreds of millions of hangers.
Really?
I wouldn't have believed it. But it is the number one SKU. Hanging, everybody hangs clothes in closets. It's just that simple. And a hanger is probably a very common item in every single household, rich, poor, anywhere. And, you know, storing those unused hangers is a problem. I mean, it's a very common problem, and Renee's come up with a solution. This should be a winner.
Yeah, I think so.
So you hang it up. I may have heard something you said. You hang it up on the wall. So when you're not using it, you screw it onto the wall, and it sort of sits there as a receiving device for all the hangers, and you just drop them in there?
Yes, there's actually the lid on it, and when you push the tabs in, the lid comes up for about 2 inches. So when you take something off a hanger, you just reach over and slide it into the clothes hanger storage device, and then when it's full, you just close it, and it attaches. The lid attaches to the base, and you just take it, disconnect it from the wall, and take it into the laundry room. It has attachment places where you can attach it under your cabinet in your laundry room, and so you just have to put it up under the cabinet, push the tabs, it slides down 2 inches, it never touches your countertop.
And you're not making them yet. Have you got a mold or have you got a manufacturer lined up for this thing?
No, I have not yet.
Well, if you need one, just email me after the show. I can give you one in here in America. We can give you a couple leads for. We can give you a couple overseas that can get this made for you. In fact, I have one manufacturer in mind who would be right in their wheelhouse and very easy and very inexpensive for you to get at least quotes. And I think if you're going to license and you're going to sell this invention, I would gather more information about the whole exercise of pricing and distribution and where you can manufacture it. It makes the person who's licensing the product from you a little easier.
I missed something. I didn't hear a price.
Oh, she didn't hear the price. And normally I always ask.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think you'd ask it. I thought maybe I had missed something. Normally my ears are both tuned to this. I did not hear a price, Renee.
Well, my thoughts are, if you want just, you know, the actual clothes hanger storage device container, maybe $19.99.
Based on what? $19.99 based on what? What are your costs and what do you have into it?
I did have some people run some costing on it, and that's about where we came out. And then if you wanted it full of hangers, you know, anywhere from, you know, $23
$20. For that price, how many hangers can I put in a storage device?
It really depends on the size of the hanger. The wire hangers, you could probably put, I would say, maybe 25, 30 of them in there. And then the rounder plastic ones, probably 15 to 20.
Does that sound right, Agus?
The product looks bigger than that. I'm looking at the picture on mycoolinventions.com. It seems like it would hold more than 20. That box only holds 20?
Well,
I guess it depends on the thing, but what I'm thinking is price-wise.
Yeah, I would want them bigger, I think.
Yeah, but for $19, I'm thinking about the size of the hangers and you know what I would want to put in there to store. 15 hangers in a storage thing.
Sounds like a lot of money.
I might be wrong. I could be wrong with that. I mean, I think I know our.
Well, you'll find out quickly if the public embraces it, then it's not too much, and if the public doesn't embrace it, then it's too much.
And speaking of that, right now, actually, 83% are voting thumbs up right now.
And you just said, I don't know if I'm right or wrong, John. You've sold how many $1 billion? What is it?
Yeah, I just gotta. After that,
$4 billion in sales, you can't get a feel for that,
but
really.
I'm thinking, well, no, for 1995.
Maybe when you've sold $10 billion, you can come back with an opinion on that.
Yeah. You have no credibility whatsoever. Wait a minute. Are you sure this guy is the award-winning John Creeman? Probably got a substitute today.
I mean, I'm bringing my buzz box.
Apparently, we need to get somebody more qualified than $4 billion award-winning. I'll tell you what. I'll back you up. I agree with you. Either we get more in the box or we drop the price.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
But that's just this is a couple guys' opinion.
Pricing is always negotiable. I mean, you know, we really haven't gotten into really depth of the.
Well, wait a minute. Whoa, hold on a minute. You're getting cowed by these two guys. If you can stick to your guns and you can prove by selling, it wouldn't make any difference if there was one. If people buy it in 1995, no matter what, then it's going to work. If they don't, they're going to tell you very quickly whether it's worth what you're asking for it by the response. So don't let these guys tell you. Find out on your own.
You're 100% right, Doug, and I'll tell you something. I'll give an advice to you and every inventor listening. When asked about the price, do not hem and haw.
Yeah, don't try.
Hesitate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Because
you're
when you hem and haw and hesitate, I'm in there.
Right, exactly.
Right. You just said $20 right off the gate. I'm going, whoa.
$14.99. I got about $14.99. No, you don't want to do that. So that's a lesson that you've learned here, Renee, I hope.
Yeah. All right. Great pitch. And it looks like the audience is accepting it, too. She's at 83% right now.
All right. Good. Good luck, Renee. Thank you for being here. It's 12 before the hour. My Cool Inventions.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the THEC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Fall marks the start of pumpkin pie spice season. From lattes to Greek yogurt, almost everything is flavored with pumpkin pie spice. Chef Kevin Vetter of McCormick tells us what authentic pumpkin pie spice actually is and gives us ideas for how to enjoy it in everyday foods.
Pumpkin pie spice is a simple blend of your favorite fall flavors. Cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and allspice. You probably have it in your kitchen for that once-a-year pumpkin pie recipe, but it actually works in a variety of dishes from sweet to savory. For breakfast, sprinkle it on oatmeal or stir it into pancake batter. Mix it with cream cheese for a tasty spread or add it to fresh coffee grinds to make pumpkin spice coffee and save a few dollars. Try it in autumn baking recipes that call for cinnamon, from apple crisp to muffins, cookies, and cakes. You can even add it to savory fall dinners. It's a great complement to butternut squash or roasted vegetables. You can even make a pumpkin fettuccine using canned pumpkin, bacon, and pumpkin pie spice.
For more pumpkin pie spice recipes, visit McCormick.com.
Tired of trying to keep up with your credit card payments and getting nowhere? Looking for a program you can trust to consolidate all of your credit cards, medical bills, and collection accounts into one easy monthly payment? Family Financial can help you. We are a nonprofit organization that has helped thousands of individuals eliminate their credit card debt. Family Financial will contact your creditors to establish an affordable payment plan, negotiate lower interest rates and minimum payments, and saving you thousands of dollars in interest and stopping those annoying collection calls. Our friendly certified counselors will work for you, not for the creditors.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Lots of reaction and questions about White House security or the lack of it. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. According to the Washington Post, the man who jumped a fence and got inside the White House made it much farther into the building than was reported by the Secret Service. He reportedly overpowered a female Secret Service officer before he was arrested, but not before making it down several hallways and getting close to the elevators that go up to the living quarters at the White House. The first family was not inside the White House at the time. The Post reports there was an alarm near the front entrance that was supposed to alert the Secret Service to intruders, but it had been muted at the request of the household staff at the White House. The director of the Secret Service, Julia Pearson, will be on the hot seat today, facing questions on Capitol Hill at a hearing of the House Oversight Committee. Meanwhile, visitors to the nation's capital are reacting to the news that the White House breach was much worse than originally disclosed. Australian tourists Kerry and Bill Volkers said they were shocked to hear about this.
To find that a security like that can be breached so easily is a bit scary.
It just seems ridiculous then to think that someone can get in that far.
But this tourist, Sasha Roberts from Denver, is giving the Secret Service the benefit of the doubt.
I'll tend to err on the side that they did everything that they could, and maybe we don't know all the facts and what they did on their side behind the scenes.
As we said, there will be plenty of questions about what happened behind the scenes when the director of the Secret Service appears at that House hearing today. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TATC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Privileges reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
On Wall Street, the markets will be looking to turn things around today following some losses yesterday. The Dow dropped 42 points yesterday to 17,071. NASDAQ lost 6 points. S&P down 5. FAA Administrator Michael
Michael Huerta is calling for a review of all U.S. air traffic control contingency and security plans after a fire at an air traffic control center last Friday. The move comes as thousands of flights have been canceled or delayed in recent days at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. The FAA is bringing in extra help to replace the communications network that was damaged by a fire allegedly set by an employee last week. The agency is hoping to have everything at the Aurora Traffic Control Center back to normal by October 13th. Sports. The Major League Baseball playoffs begin tonight in Kansas City, where the Royals host the Oakland A's. A's are in the playoffs for the third straight year. Royals making their first appearance since Ronald Reagan was president, 1985. Royals manager Ned Yost says his team knows what's at stake.
This is win or go home.
That sums it up. The winner advances, the loser does not. Closing notes. Let's talk about money. That's the sound of one of those coin counting machines. Imagine how much time it would take Bill Gates to use one of these if he converted all his cash into coins. Bill Gates, founder of Microsoft, still the richest man in America, topping the Forbes 400 list of the wealthiest Americans for the 21st year in a row. He's worth a cool $81 billion. That's a lot of coin. As for the rest of us, we are struggling with increasing bank fees. New study out from Bankrate.com that shows the average bank overdraft fee is now $32.74. ATM fees for going outside of your bank's network now averaging $4.35. Chief Financial Analyst Greg McBride of Bankrate.com says there are ways to minimize these fees. One way, of course, is to keep a close eye on your account balance so you're not hit with those overdraft fees. As for those ATM fees,
avoiding those fees is easier than ever. To plan ahead as to where and when you make withdrawals, you can look on your bank's website or on their app to find the locations of nearby ATMs.
You know, aside from those painful out-of-network ATM fees, there's something else that bothers me about using an ATM. Here, let me demonstrate. Enter my PIN. All right, take out $20. Here we go. Insufficient funds. Yeah, that's the other thing that bothers me. I'm David Weiss. Stop beeping! Stop beeping! That's the news that matters.
Suffering from allergy congestion?
I was so stuffed up at the fall festival. I couldn't smell the apple cider or enjoy the hayride. Then I tried Allegra D.
Allegra D decongests and depressurizes with a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant. It starts working in 1 hour and lasts for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Now, fall is truly breathtaking again.
Allegra D. Defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.